In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our gospel text comes from the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount. But before we get there, I also want you to hear this, too, from Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. It comes towards the end of that same sermon, and it gives us a good frame to speak about our gospel. It reads this: Jesus said, "Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide, and the way is easy that leads to destruction, and those who enter by it are many. For the gate is narrow, and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few." Most of the people that you see walking around in Wego, most of the people you see at work, at the grocery store, probably most of the people you've met are on the wide and easy path to destruction. Because it is so easy, it is so wide, most people don't even know that they're on any path at all, much less one that leads directly to hell. They don't know that they're on the path to hell because they are walking blindly in darkness. Only the true light brings people from that wide path. It brings them to the narrow way that leads to the kingdom. Now you might think to yourself, well, most of the people I know are pretty decent. I mean, they're nice enough to the people that they should be nice to. A lot of them are even better than I am, I think. But remember what Jesus said? Unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Pharisees looked really righteous. A Pharisee was the kind of guy that you would want your daughter to go to prom with. They were stricter in honor and meticulous obedience to the law than anyone. But what they did not see, what so many do not see, is that such a Pharisee, such a good person, like most of the people you know, they're not righteous at all, no matter how it appears. Because they don't have Jesus' righteousness, the only perfect righteousness that fulfills the whole law. As James says, whoever keeps the whole law but fails in one point has become guilty of all of it. So their best is not good enough. And they can't even see that they're not good enough because they are spiritually blind, walking in darkness. We can't even see that fact without the Spirit's aid. Ultimately, the good works that they do are the ones that they choose. They are not God's. When you try to do good according to your own standards, that's like trying to produce your own light to guide your way. But sinners like us can't produce light. That's like trying to make a fire together by rubbing together soggy, limp pieces of wet cardboard. It's not going to work. Instead, we're like those old-fashioned oil lamps. We can hold a light, but we can't make a light ourselves. The light needs to come from elsewhere. And the only light in this dark world is Jesus. Now you once walked in darkness too. But then Jesus, the light of the world, drowned you with his light. He preached his light into you. He fed his light into you. He filled you in your faith with his word and with his spirit. He filled you with himself so that your heart is lit. He lit your eyes. And now he lights your path. You've got his light to guide you on that narrow way, so you're not stumbling in darkness anymore. You're on that narrow way to his kingdom. And in fact, since you've been united with Jesus in faith, because you carry his light within you, in that same faith with you and in you, Jesus can truly say of you, you are the light of the world. The light of heaven shines through from the church, from Christians, from you, to enlighten a dark world. But understand this, and never forget, the light that shines from you isn't your light. It's Jesus. You're the lantern. You're the lamp on the stand. Jesus is the light. He uses you to shine into the darkness of Owego, shining from your heart, through your home, through this church, out into the whole town, everyone around you. Now, you are his temple, you see. You are the one in whom he dwells and from whom he shines forth. Jesus works in Owego, and he works through you. To put it another way, Jesus has perfectly equipped you right now to do the work that he has for you to do right now, right where you are, already, to shine his light on those around you. So don't excuse yourself by thinking that you have nothing to offer. Remember, Paul was with the Corinthians in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. Those in darkness are led not by your light, but by Jesus' light, which you carry. There's no pressure on you to be perfect before you serve them. There's not even the expectation that you will ever be perfect in this life. It's the wrong question, the wrong quest. Their faith is not in you, in your ability, in your love, in your care for them, but in Jesus. So into their darkness, into their suffering, you preach not your testimony, what you can do for them, but God's testimony, what God has done for them. You preach the same testimony that Paul did, Christ crucified for them, for you. We proclaim nothing but Christ crucified, nothing else. Because Jesus is the only light there is. And the light of Jesus' love, the very core of his being, shines like the sun from his bloody, broken, dead body on the cross for us. That's why we have a crucifix. That's why it would be good for every Christian home to have a crucifix, for every Christian to wear a crucifix, carry that out into the world. Because this is the simplest, most powerful testimony of the love of God. The love by which Jesus saves us all. Christ crucified and risen is the only light in this dark world of death. Light that leads us out of this dark valley into his kingdom of life. His light, his life, give us hope in the midst of death. Hope that we're not going to find anywhere else. God reveals this truth, and he gives faith by his Holy Spirit, who works through the preaching of the word. The preaching that you're hearing right now, as well as the preaching that you do when you talk to your family, when you talk to your friends, when you talk to your neighbors. Don't ever fear that you're not good enough or smart enough or eloquent enough to speak Jesus to them. The Apostle Paul's weakness and fear is where the strength of the truth, the strength of Jesus, is manifest. You are weak, but Jesus is strong, and he is unshakable. So you don't need to come up with your own words or your own works here. Jesus gives you his own. I mean, you know the commandments. You know the creeds. You know Jesus' prayer. You know his promises. You know his sacraments. You chant them in the liturgy. You sing about them in the hymns. Jesus gives them all to you here, in this place. You come to Jesus by coming to church. And here in church, Jesus pours on his grace. He pours himself over you. He washes away the gunk of guilt and sin that obscures the light of his life burning in you. He gets your sin out of the way so that his light can shine clearly. That's what confession and absolution are all about. And then he pours his word over you in preaching. And he pours his word into you from the altar here. He pours himself over you and into you as fuel for that light. His light. The glowing fire of his love. So you see, you don't need to try to use your words, your motivation, your patience, your love to shine. Use his. So, you're the lamp, And Jesus is the light that fills up your heart and shines through you, shines through your works and your words, shines through the law written on your heart. And what God wants you to do is not a mystery. God has shown us clearly the work that he would have us do. In the light of faith, it's clear as day. To put it briefly, the light of Jesus and the work that he would have you do is focused outward, not inward. Remember the commandments. When you actually live out Jesus' love, love given and shaped by his word, you shine with a brightness like the dawn banishing the night. You shine as the very Son of God who is working through you. You show those who are stuck in darkness what it's like to walk in the day. And so you lead them forward to the source of our light, to Christ. We don't have the option of doing nothing, though. A lamp that never shines isn't much of a lamp. We can't call ourselves Christians and not show the world Christ. We can't be Christians for just an hour a week. We can't give anything, we can't shine forth if we are not filled here. And we can't do nothing because we have been made anew in baptism. We have a new identity. Christian is who we are, first and foremost, before anything else. Christian is who we are in Jesus before we are a son or a daughter, husband or wife, father or mother. Certainly more than being white collar or blue collar, being this place or that place, politically, socially, financially, or any other label or hobby or cause this world presents. Don't let any of those get in the way of shining the light of Christ on everyone around you. You're a Christian. And as a Christian, you no longer walk in darkness. You don't walk as the world expects or even approves. You walk in the light of Jesus by the power of his Holy Spirit. Now, the demonstration of the power of the Holy Spirit within you is not that you can speak brilliantly about theology or heal with a touch or leap tall buildings in a single bound. Rather, the light that proves the power of God's Spirit within you is constant faith in the midst of your weakness and suffering. Courage in the face of shame and fear. Love in the face of your hatred and your selfishness. That's the power of God overcoming your sin and your flesh to shine all the more brilliantly. Ultimately, the light, the love, is not yours. It's not yours to keep, but to constantly receive. And its purpose is not just about illuminating you. It doesn't shine on you like you are some kind of statue of a saint. Rather, it shines through you to light the way, to illuminate those around you, to show them the only light of this dark world. As you leave here today, you shine with Jesus, sent by the Father of lights from the brilliant glory of heaven to save us. Jesus sent to save you. You who were once in darkness, but now shine with the glory of the Son himself. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We stand to sing.